ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ये अचमं प्रपद्यन्ति तं सतैव भजाम्यहम्। Mama vatnunum vartanti manushya pata sarvasaha. As all surrender unto me, 4.11, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects.
Znači stih 4.11 iz Bhagavad Gita. Kako mi se netko preda, tako ga nagrađujem. Svatko slijedi moj put u svakom pogledu, o pritim sine.
Smisao.
Svako traga za Krišnom u različitim vidovima njegovih manifestacija. Svevišnji gospodin Krišna djelomično se spoznaje kao njegov neosobni sjaj, Brahmadžjoti, i kao sveprožimajuća nar duša koja prebiva u svemu, pa tako i u atomima. No Krišnu u potpunosti spoznaju samo njegovi čisti bhakti. Krišna je predmet spoznaje svih osoba. Tako svatko biva zadovoljen u skladu sa svojom željom da ima odnos s njim. U transcendentalnom svijetu Krišna uzvraća svojim čistim baktama u transcendentalnom odnosu, ovisno o željama bakte. Neki bakte žele Krišnu kao vrhovnog gospodara, neki kao osobnog prijatelja, neki kao sina, a neki kao ljubavnika. Krišna sve bakte jednako nagrađuje u skladu s različitom snagom njihove ljubavi prema njemu. U materijalnom svijetu postoji ista razmjena osjećaja i gospodin ih jednako razmjenjuje s različitim vrstama obožavatelja.
Omagyanti mirandazya gnanjana shalakaya chakshur unmilitam hina tasmai sri gurave namah. So scientists also have established a law, different laws of thermodynamics, and one of the laws of thermodynamics is cause and effect.
Znači, znanstvenici su također postavili razne zakone, jedan od njih je zakon termodinamike. Prvi zakon termodinamike je zakon uzroka i posljedice.
And so this is just a material law which is actually reflecting a spiritual truth.
To je materijalni zakon koji zapravo reflektira spiritualnu istinu.
Every action has a reaction is the law for thermodynamics.
Svaka akcija ima reakciju i to se opisuje u zakonu termodinamike.
It is reflecting the ultimate law between Krishna and the living entity.
On zapravo reflektira vrhovni zakon između Krišne i živih bića.
Namely, as you surrender unto me, I reveal myself.
Koliko mi se predaš, ja ti se razotkrivam.
So there's action and proportionate reaction.
Znači postoji akcija i znači posljedično tome reakcija.
Like in the law for thermodynamics.
Kao u zakonu termodinamike.
All material laws are ultimately reflections of material laws. All spiritual laws, all material laws are actually a reflection of spiritual laws.
Svi materijalni zakoni su zapravo samo refleksija duhovnih zakona.
Like this what is described here, as he surrenders unto me, I reveal myself. That law is also reflected in the law of gravity.
Ovaj zakon, kako mi se netko preda, tako mu uzvraćam, također se može vidjeti u materijalnom zakonu gravitacije.
Because the spiritual law is pervading matter.
Jer duhovni zakon on prožima cijelu materiju.
As much as I go to Krishna, as much I become attracted to Krishna.
Koliko god ja idem prema Krišni, postajem privučen s njim.
Like the law of gravity, as much as I go towards another planet, I become involved in the gravity, I become attracted by the gravity of that particular planet.
Kao i zakon gravitacije, što se više približavam nekom planetu, privlači me gravitacijska sila tog planeta.
If I fly into high into the sky, the law of gravity of this earth planet is attracting me down to earth.
Ako sam negdje visoko u zraku, letim, onda me gravitacijski zakon Zemlje privlači prema Zemlji.
That's why rockets need a lot of power to leave the law of gravity.
Zato rakete
the field of gravity that is surrounding this planet.
Zato rakete trebaju jako puno goriva da se uzdignu s ovog planeta i da se odupru tom zakonu gravitacije. Ali što dalje idu, gravitacija je sve manja.
And then ultimately there is no gravity anymore.
Na kraju na njih više ne djeluje gravitacija.
And then when that rocket flies towards the moon, it becomes again attracted by the gravity of the moon planet.
I onda raketa ide prema mjesecu i postaje privučena gravitacijom mjeseca.
This is how the law of gravity is exhibiting itself.
Tako se pokazuje zakon gravitacije.
So the law of gravity is a material law.
Zakon gravitacije je materijalni zakon.
Because it is not always true under all circumstances.
Jer nije uvijek istinit u svim situacijama.
Like in outer space, there is no gravity.
Kao vani u svemiru, tamo nema gravitacije.
In other words, the law of gravity is a relative law.
Drugim riječima, zakon gravitacije je relativan zakon.
Depends on circumstances.
Ovisi o situaciji.
If you go closer to Earth, it becomes relevant.
Ako se približimo Zemlji, on postaje relevantan.
If you go away from the Earth, it becomes less and less relevant till nil.
Ako se udaljavamo od Zemlje, on postaje sve slabiji i slabiji, sve do ništice.
And the more we go to another planet, it becomes active again.
I što bliže idete drugom planetu, on sve više postaje aktivan.
So the law of gravity is not always in action, it's not always factual.
Znači, zakon gravitacije nije uvijek stvaran.
But the law of gravity, namely the relationship between the living entity and God, is always active. It is an eternal law. It never is conditioned by material circumstances.
Ali zakon gravitacije, to jest privlačnosti između svevišnjeg gospodina i živih bića, on je vječan i on uvijek postoji.
If I worship God as a child, if I worship God as a black man, if I worship God on another planet, if I worship God in hell, if I worship God in the spiritual world, to that degree I turn to Krishna, to that degree Krishna comes to me. It's an absolute law.
Znači, to je apsolutan zakon. On djeluje na svim planetima. Možemo Krišnu obožavati kao dječak, kao crnac, možemo ga obožavati u paklu, u raju, bilo gdje, u duhovnom svijetu, ali on uvijek djeluje.
Somebody may call himself a Muslim, but if he has actually love for God, then that's good enough. He will be attracted by Krishna, by Allah, in the form of Krishna.
Znači, neko može biti musliman i on je privučen Bogom u obliku Allaha, a to je samo jedan od oblika Krišne.
If a person actually has love of God, he achieves a perfection.
Ako osoba ima ljubav prema Bogu, ona je dostigla
savršenstvo.
Krišna ga odvlači iz gravitacijskog polja materijalnog svijeta natrag u duhovni
svijet. So it doesn't matter where we are, whether we are small or big, whether we are blonde or whether we are black, whether we are beautiful or fat, whether we live in America or whether we live in Croatia, on the moon or in Germany. The fact is, to that degree I turn to Krishna, Krishna will reveal himself in this race, that race, this nation, that nation, this religion, that religion. It doesn't matter at all.
Znači, uopće nije važno koje smo religije, koje smo nacionalnosti, s kojeg smo planeta, bez obzira da li smo na mjesecu u Njemačkoj ili u Americi, koliko smo mi privučeni Krišnom, toliko će nam se on razotkriti. To djeluje svugdje.
Just like although the church has been in a mess since a long time.
Crkva je u velikom kaosu već dugo vrijeme.
And it has been a meat-eating religion since time immemorial, not time immemorial, since good 2000 years.
I već dobrih 2000 godina to je religija koja u kojoj su ljudi koji jedu meso.
Still you find
oni se bave njom.
Great personalities like Saint Francis who found their way to God.
Ali tamo možemo vidjeti velike osobe poput Svetog Franje koji je našao svoj put do Boga.
They changed their lifestyle.
On je promijenio životni način života.
Beginning with eating meat, they stopped eating meat.
Sve je počelo sa jedenjem mesa, on je prestao jesti meso.
And led a saintly life.
I sveti saint?
Led a saintly life. Practice a saintly life.
Aha, on je počeo, to ga vodilo do svetog života.
And although there was not much knowledge of Krishna and the Supreme Lord, detailed knowledge, still he reached a high level of saintliness.
Iako nije imao detaljno znanje o Krišni kao Bogu, on je ipak dosegnuo jako visoke duhovne vrhunce.
According you surrender unto me, I reveal myself. That's true for everybody.
To je istina za sve. Koliko mi se predaš, ja ti se razotkrivam.
Doesn't matter. I explained the other day that I was explained by the pujari, by the head pujari in Mombasa, that previously he had been a cannibal.
Znači, objašnjavao sam neki dan na lekciji, razgovarao sam sa glavnim puđarijem u Mumbasi i on mi je pričao kako je prije toga bio ljudožder.
He ate his grandfather.
Pojeo je svojeg djeda.
But when he heard the Hare Krishna mantra, he became attracted.
Ali kad je čuo Hare Krishna mantru, postao je privučen.
And so a cannibal became the head puđari.
I ljudožder je postao glavni puđari.
There isn't a thing in the Hare Krishna movement which isn't happening.
U Hare Krishna pokretu ne postoji stvari koje se nisu desile.
Cannibals become devotees, politicians, butchers, musicians and crooks.
Političari, glazbenici, prevaranti ili mesožderi, mesari, svi mogu postati bhakte.
Because according you go towards me, Krishna reveals himself as an absolute law.
Zbog toga što koliko god se mi približimo Krišni, toliko će nam se Krišna razotkriti.
The spiritual laws are eternal, they are absolute.
Duhovni zakoni su vječni, apsolutni.
And the material laws which are resting on these spiritual laws, they are not absolute, they are relative.
A materialni zakoni koji počivaju na tim duhovnim zakonima, oni nisu apsolutni, nego relativni.
Therefore, the absolute science is God consciousness.
Zato apsolutna znanost je znanost o Bogu.
With absolute laws.
Sa apsolutnim zakonima.
Whereas the science of the scientist is not science.
Dok znanost koju poučavaju znanstvenici nije zapravo znanost.
Sometimes there's gravity, sometimes there's not gravity.
Nekad djeluje gravitacija, nekad ne djeluje.
What kind of law is that?
Kakav je to zakon?
So we see therefore that there are certain laws which are penetrating this universe which are resting, and this is one of them, that action and reaction.
Znači, postoje razni zakoni u ovom svemiru, ovo je jedan od njih, zakon akcije i reakcije.
I give you some examples.
Daću vam par primjera.
When my father was a little boy, there was a person, a friend of him, they were young boys and they were playing in the courtyard and were eating sandwiches at school.
Pričat ću vam priču o mojem ocu kad je bio dijete, imao je prijatelja, isto dječaka, i oni su se igrali u dvorištu i nedjeljom su tako jeli sendviče nakon
so
igre.
So the friend, he took the sandwich, he was from an atheist family and he kicked the sandwich over the fence.
Njegov prijatelj je uzeo sendvič, on je inače bio iz ateističke obitelji, uzeo je sendvič i bacio ga preko ograde.
He didn't like the sandwich.
Nije mu se sviđao sendvič.
And my father told him, he was from a religious family, you shouldn't do that, bread is given by God.
A moj otac koji je iz religiozne obitelji, on je rekao, ne smiješ to raditi, ne smiješ bacati sendviče, kruh je dan od Boga.
The boy laughed, he didn't listen.
Dječak se smijao, ali nije slušao.
40 years later, they met in the concentration camp.
40 godina kasnije sreli su se u koncentracijskom
logoru. Concentration camp Esterwegen in northern Germany.
U sjevernoj Njemačkoj.
And he was a political prisoner. My father was a political prisoner. They had not seen each other for 40 years and all of a sudden in concentration camp they met.
Oni su obojica bili politički zatvorenici, nisu se vidjeli 40 godina i nakon toga su se našli ponovo u koncentracijskom logoru.
And in that concentration camp everybody was worked practically speaking to death.
I u tom koncentracijskom logoru svi su radili sve dok ne bi umrli.
16 hours a day on potato soup every day.
16 sati dnevno, a jedino što su jeli bila juha od krumpira.
Sometimes a slice of bread.
Nekad i šnita kruha.
And many, many people died.
I jako puno ljudi umrlo.
And so when the British came and liberated the concentration camp.
Kad su došli Britanci i pokorili taj koncentracijski logor,
the medic, you know, the medic, the doctor, went in the makeshift hospital around from one bed to another, and this man was lying in bed, he was dying.
I onda je došao, tamo je došao ovaj neki bolničar i on je ušao unutra i gledao je te razne, ne znam, ljude koji su bolesni i vidio je tog njegovog prijatelja, njegovog oca, kako umire.
And so when he was dying, the British doctor came and he leaned on the bed and looked at the man.
I tako je taj britanski doktor došao tamo i naslonio se na krevet i pogledao u čovjeka koji je umirao.
And he said, one slice of bread would have saved this man.
I rekao je, šnita kruha bi spasila ovog čovjeka.
And the man stood up almost in bed, he grabbed my father's hand and said, Wilhelm, do you remember this? Do you remember my...
I taj čovjek je ustao onako iz kreveta, skočio i uhvatio njegovog oca za ruku i pitao ga, Wilhelm, jel se sjećaš?
And they were both crying, my father said, yes, I remember.
I obojca su se plakali, njegov otac je rekao, da, znam.
And then he fell back into his death.
I onda je taj čovjek pao i umro.
And my father used to comment, he said, the mills of God, the mills, are very slow, but they're very precise.
I Prabhuđev otac je često komentirao, mlinovi gospodina su jako spori, ali su jako precizni.
They're very precise. So, he threw something away which he later needed.
Radi se o tome da je ovaj bacio nešto što mu je kasnije trebalo.
Waste not, need not, there's a saying.
Aha, nemojte bez veze bacati, pa vam neće ni trebati.
If you throw something away in due course of time, you may need it.
Ako nešto bacite, nakon nekog vremena bi ponovno mogli to trebati.
And if you treat somebody bad, it will come back to you.
I ako ste prema nekom grubi, to će vam se kasnije vratiti.
Every action has a reaction. It's a law of thermodynamics.
Svaka akcija ima reakciju, to je zakon termodinamike.
And so if you do good, it will come back to you.
Ako radite dobro, to će vam se vratiti.
And if you do something bad, it will come back to you too.
Ako radite loše, također će vam se vratiti.
This law is working in human relationships under all circumstances.
Taj zakon radi u međuljudskim odnosima na svim razinama.
And so as it's stated in the New Testament, as you sow, you will reap.
Kao što je navedeno u Novom zavjetu, kao što si posijao,
just
tako
like
ćeš
when
i žeti.
You sow an apple seed into the ground. You don't expect there will be pears coming out.
Ako posadite sjeme jabuke u zemlju, ne očekujte kruške da narastu.
Or pumpkin.
Ili tikve.
Never happens.
To se nikad ne desi.
Or you put a pumpkin seed into the ground, the next year you have tomatoes. No.
Ili da posadite sjeme od bundeve i sljedeće godine dobijete paradajze. To se ne dešava.
Pumpkin seed means pumpkin.
Tikvino sjeme znači tikva.
Apple seeds means apple. As you sow, you reap.
Kao što si posijao, tako ćeš žeti.
So in the same way, if you do something bad, it will come back to you.
Na sličan način, ako učinite nešto loše, to će vam se vratiti.
It is just a matter of time.
Samo je pitanje vremena.
Can you give me the harmonium?
Možete li mi dati harmoniju?
I will sing you a song which describes this.
Otpijat ću vam jednu pjesmu koja opisuje ovu situaciju.
And the text is, since you don't know English, the more things you take.
A pošto ne znate engleski, ja ću vam sad prevesti. Što više stvari uzmeš,
the less you have to give.
Manje imaš da daš.
Because it's a fact, people who take, who are takers, in generally they are unable to give, they are unable to do good.
Ljudi su uglavnom ti koji uzimaju, a ne da daju, i onda ne mogu dati ništa dobro.
The more hearts you break, the less you want to live.
Što više srca slomite, to manje želite živjeti.
And every cruel deed will follow you for years.
I svako vaše okrutno djelo će vas pratiti godinama.
An unremembered seed which will grow into tears.
I zaboravljeno sjeme koje će vas dovesti do suza.
And the night will not forget or conceal. And the night will not forget or conceal, cover a hidden sin.
A noć neće zaboraviti i prekriti zaboravljeni grijeh.
The evil that you do, the bad thing that you do is witnessed from within. Somebody sees it.
Krishna. Zlo koje smo napravili je zabilježeno iznutra i Krishna to vidi.
Is it worth the price you pay?
Da li je to stvarno vrijedno cijene koje ćeš platiti?
For a fleeting moment's gain, for a moment that is maybe 5 minutes or 3 seconds.
Zbog par trenutaka koje će nestati.
Which in another day will only give you pain.
Koje će vam u sljedećem danu samo prouzročiti bol.
In another day of your life in future. Are you wandering across this earth?
I dok lutaš zemljom,
with no thoughts of time to come.
Bez razmišljanja što će se desiti s vremenom.
Have you thought of your next birth?
Da li si razmišljao o sljedećem rođenju?
And all the things you've done.
I svim stvarima koje si napravio.
The more things you take, the less you have to give. The more hearts you break, the less you want to live. And every cruel deed will follow you for years. An unremembered seed that grows up into tears. Are you wandering across this earth with no thoughts of time to come? Have you thought of your next birth and all the things you've done? Is it worth the price you pay for fleeting moments gain not yet? Which in another day will only give you pain? Are you wandering across this earth with no thoughts of time to come? Have you thought of your next birth and all the things you've done? And the night will not forget or conceal a hidden sin. The evil that you do is witnessed from within. Are you wandering across this earth with no thoughts of time to come? Have you thought of your next birth and all the things you've done? Because the more things you take, the less you have to give. The more hearts you break, the less you want to live. And every cruel deed will follow you for years. An unremembered seed which grows up into tears. Are you wandering across this earth with no thoughts of time to come? Have you thought of your next birth and all the things you've done? Is it worth the price you pay for a fleeting moment's gain, which in another day will only give you pain? Are you wandering across this earth with no thoughts of time to come? Have you thought of your next birth and all the things you've done? Are you wandering across this earth with no thoughts of time to come? Have you thought of your next birth and all the things you've done? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Are you wandering across this earth with no thoughts of time to come? Have you thought of your next birth and all the things you've done?
So, the animals, they cannot sin.
Životinje ne mogu počiniti grijeh.
They can do what they want.
One mogu raditi što god žele.
Within their instinct.
Unutar svojih instinkta.
Without getting punished.
Bez da dobiju kaznu.
They cannot break the laws of nature.
Oni ne mogu prekršiti zakon prirode.
Because they're under the laws of nature.
Jer oni su pod zakonima prirode.
But human beings, he has their freedom.
Ali ljudska bića imaju svoju slobodu.
You have some freedom, you can decide which way you want to go.
Možemo odlučiti kojim putem želimo ići.
And so that we don't make mistakes.
I da ne bi činili greške.
And make the wrong decisions.
I krive odluke.
Therefore we are guided by scripture.
Zato nas vode spisi.
It's a statement in Bhagavatam, like a cow or a bull is guided by the ring in his nose.
Postoji izreka u Bhagavatamu, kao što je bik ili krava vođeni su kroz ovaj prsten u nosu.
And a horse is guided by a piece of metal in his mouth. You know, a horse, you put a piece of metal in his mouth.
A konjima stavljaju komad metala u usta.
Human being is guided by scripture.
A na sličan način ljudsko biće je vođeno spisima.
And scripture tell us what is good and always what is not good.
A spisi nam govore što je dobro, što loše.
Just like Jesus said, don't do unto others what you would not like to have done to yourself.
Kao što je Isus rekao, nemojte činiti drugima što ne želite da se desi vama.
Why does he say that?
Zašto je to rekao?
Because every cruel deed will follow you for years.
Jer svako vaše okrutno djelo će vas pratiti godinama.
He understands the consequences.
On je shvaćao posljedicu.
In the West we start so many things, we don't see the consequences.
Mi na zapadu radimo toliko svakakvih stvari, ali ne vidimo posljedice. Ali sve što radimo, za sve dolazi posljedice. Za dobre stvari dolazi dobra posljedica.
Bad things, there will be bad consequences. So we don't know what's good and bad. We have to hear from scriptures.
I obrnuto je, zato pošto ne znamo što je dobro i loše, moramo slušati iz pisma.
Scripture, for example, tell us, Ishva Shemidam Sarvam, Yatkin Shajagadyam Jagat, Tina Taktina Bundita, Magrita Hakasya Svitanam. Everything in this world is owned by God.
Sve u ovom svijetu vlasništvo Gospodina.
One should take therefore only what is necessary.
Zato možemo uzeti samo ono što nam je potrebno.
One should not take more knowing well who it belongs.
Ne trebamo uzimati više jer dobro znamo kome to pripada.
So people don't know that everything is God's property.
Ljudi ne shvaćaju da je sve Božje vlasništvo.
The forest is God's property.
Šume su Božje vlasništvo.
The rivers, the oceans, the seas, the sky.
Rijeke, oceani, more.
Is all God's property.
To je sve Božje vlasništvo.
So if he pollutes the sky, if he pollutes the rivers, if he destroys the forests, if he destroys the mountains, we will fall into difficulties in future.
I ako uništavamo nebo, zrak, zemlju ili rijeke, sve zbog toga svega ćemo imati poteškoće u budućnosti.
People are destroying the environment.
Ljudi uništavaju okoliš.
Because they don't know the laws of nature.
Jer ne shvaćaju zakone prirode.
Nor do they know that everything is Krishna's property.
Niti ne znaju da je sve Krišnino vlasništvo.
They think it belongs to nobody.
Oni misle da to nikome ne pripada.
And therefore they can drill the oceans.
I zato mogu bušiti oceane.
Or drill the earth.
Ili zemlju.
Or can just destroy the mountains or the rivers or whatever.
Ili mogu uništiti planine ili rijeke.
So therefore they cause havoc and the whole world is going to hell.
I zato uzrokuju kaos u svijetu i vode ga u pakao.
This world is not in a good state.
Trenutno svijet nije u dobroj poziciji.
You just have to look into the newspapers and you see the state of the environment.
Pogledajte samo u novine i vidjet ćete kakvo je stanje u okolišu.
The voices are warning, if you don't turn around, this place will be turned into a hellhole.
I toliko nas glasova upozorava, ako se ne promijenimo, odvešćemo ovo mjesto u pakao.
But we don't turn around.
Ali mi se ne okrećemo na drugu
Because
stranu.
Humans are full of greed.
Jer su ljudi prepuni pohlepe.
They're full of lust, they're full of anger, and they're full of greed.
Prepuni su požude, bijesa i pohlepe.
And therefore you have wars.
I zato imamo ratove.
One nation against the other.
Jedan narod protiv drugoga.
Look at the war you had here in the Balkans.
Pogledajte ovaj rat koji je nedavno bio na Balkanu.
It was based on anger, it was based on greed.
Bazirao se na bijesu, na pohlepi.
Women were raped, there's lust there.
Žene su bile silovane zbog požude.
Utter destruction.
Potpuno uništenje.
Because people don't understand.
Jer ljudi ne shvaćaju.
Krishna says lust, anger and greed are three gates to hell.
Krishna kaže požuda, pohlepa i bijes su tri puta koje vode u pakao.
So people don't listen to Krishna.
Ljudi ne slušaju Krishnu.
They have to hear God gives us his world and he tells us what to do in this world.
Bog nam je dao ovaj svijet i rekao nam je kako da u njemu živimo.
And not to hurt each other.
I da nikome ne uzrokujemo ništa loše.
Because Krishna says Aham Bija Pradapita, I'm the father of all creatures, not just humans, also creatures.
Jer Krishna kaže, ja sam otac svih živih bića, ne samo ljudi, nego svih.
So how can you go to church and say you love God when you eat his children?
Kako onda možeš reći, ideš u crkvu i kažeš da voliš Boga, a jedeš njegovu djecu?
If I come to visit you and I say I like you very much, but I would like to eat your son. What you would think about it?
Što bi vi mislili kad bi ja rekao sad, ja te jako volim, sviđaš mi se, ali htio bi pojesti tvog sina?
somebody would come into this temple and say, I love the Hare Krishna movement.
Neko može doći i reći, ja volim ovaj Hare Krishna pokret.
But he give me a hand. But this hand I would like to eat tonight. It's very good, you know. I would like to fry it. Can I chop it off? Can I have this hand for dinner tonight?
Ali večeras bih htio ovu ruku uzeti za večeru, baš lijepo izgleda, mogu bi uspržiti i pojesti.
What kind of mentality is that?
Kakav je to mentalitet?
To eat everything that runs on this planet around.
Da jedemo bilo što što se kreće po ovom planetu.
Every human being wants, every being wants to live.
Svako živo biće želi živjeti.
The animals say the cows are crying when they go to the slaughterhouses.
Životinje, krave, oni plaču kad idu u klaonice.
They pass stool and urine.
Oni ispuštaju izmet i urin.
Sometimes you see a truck with cows, all urine and stool comes out of the back.
Kad vidite ove kamione koji voze jadne krave, onda iza njih možete često vidjeti izmet i urin kako cure.
For the animals, human beings are Nazis.
Za životinje, ljudska bića su nacisti.
And every slaughterhouse is a concentration camp, or every farm is a concentration camp.
I svaka farma je koncentracijski logor.
When we were in Slovakia, one friend of mine from Ireland. Ireland is full of cows. He drove around over the country. Where are the cows here? I have not seen one cow here for miles and miles, 200 miles, not one cow in the field.
Kad smo bili u Slovačkoj, ja i jedan moj prijatelj iz Irske, Irska je inače prepuna krava, ali kad smo došli u Slovačku, on me pitao, pa gdje su sve te krave? Vozimo se 200 milja, a još nisam vidio ni jednu kravu.
Do you have no cows in Slovakia?
Zar nemate krave u Slovačkoj?
So, yeah, we have many cows.
Ali rekli su mu, dajemo ih puno. A gdje su?
They're in the concentration camps.
One su u koncentracijskim logorima.
They're in the house all day.
One su cijeli dan u kući.
And they're fed with machines.
Stalno ih muzu mašine.
They stand in a long row for the rest of their life.
I stoje tamo cijeli život.
And one day they chop their head off.
I jednog dana im samo cijeku glavu.
Humans are like Nazis.
Ljudi su kao nacisti.
And every day for the animals is Treblinka and Auschwitz.
I svaki dan za životinje je Treblinka i Auschwitz.
So then we wonder why there is so much cruelty within humanity.
I onda se mi pitamo zašto ima toliko zla i nasilja.
Then we wonder why so-called innocent people suffering.
Pitamo se zašto toliko nevinih ljudi pati.
In war.
U ratu.
Innocent people get slaughtered.
Nevini ljudi bivaju zaklani.
Why is that?
Zašto je to?
Because they're not as innocent as you think.
Jer zapravo nisu toliko nevini koliko mi mislimo.
Because whatever you do to others, even the animals, it will come back to you.
Jer što god radimo drugima, čak i životinjama, sve će nam se vratiti.
If you torture animals and kill them for food, you will be killed too.
Ako mučite životinje i ubijete ih za hranu, i vi ćete biti ubijeni.
If you act out cruelty, cruelty will come back to you. It is just a matter of time.
Ako djelujete u nasilju, to nasilje će vam se isto vratiti, samo je pitanje vremena.
Everybody gets exactly according to his own deeds.
Svatkom se vraćaju reakcije na njegova vlastita djela.
And therefore bad things happen to good people because good people are not as good as you think they are.
I zato se loše stvari dešavaju dobrim ljudima, jer ti dobri ljudi nisu toliko dobri koliko mi mislimo.
Laws of nature are slow.
Zakoni prirode su spori,
but very precise.
Ali jako precizni.
If you're a rich man, a rich crooked man in this life.
Ako ste bogati prevarant u ovom životu,
you may be very successful.
Možda si jako uspješan.
In your next life you will be born in utter poverty with no food in Africa under the sun.
U sljedećem životu ćeš se roditi u Africi pod vrućim suncem bez novaca.
That is the law of nature.
To je zakon prirode.
That everybody in this world is suffering the reactions of his own deeds.
Svako u ovom svijetu pati reakcije svojih djela.
I remember in my own family, my brother died with 7 years of cancer.
Ja se sjećam u mojoj obitelji, moj brat je sa 7 godina umro od raka.
It was a terrible torture.
Bilo je to užasna patnja za njega.
His head was open so many times.
Par puta su mu otvarali lubanju.
And when he left, I asked the priest, I said, why does he suffer like this? What has he done?
Kad je otišao, pitao sam svećenika, što je on učinio, zašto je morao otići?
He said, I don't know, he has not done anything.
Svećenik je rekao, ne znam, on nije ništa
he
učinio.
Said, well, it says in the Bible, everyone reaps what he sows. Well, that's what I told him at that time. I was 14 years old or something. 12 years.
Ja sam imao 12 godina u to vrijeme i onda sam rekao, ali u Bibliji piše kako si sijao, tako ćeš žeti. Objasni mi to.
So what has he sown that he has to suffer like this?
Što je on posijao da sada mora ovako patiti?
I see, said, I don't know.
Svećenik je rekao, ne znam.
So I told him, I now become an atheist.
I onda sam mu rekao, postaću ateist.
Because there's obviously no God in control.
Jer ne postoji Bog koji kontrolira sve.
He is a little child that has done nothing in his life. Little children, what can they do? They may steal a lollipop, but otherwise they're innocent.
Malo dijete, što ono može napraviti? Možda može ukrasti lizaljku, ali ne može ništa ozbiljno napraviti.
And Jesus suffer like that.
I tako mora patiti.
Terrible way to go with brain tumor.
Užasna stvar.
He was crying for 3 years every night for in pain.
Moj brat je tri godine stalno plakao svaku večer. Imao je rak mozga.
Terrible suffering for him to die like that.
To je bila užasna patnja za njega.
So I came to the conclusion there cannot be any God.
I ja sam došao do zaključka, ne može postojati Bog.
Because if there's only one life, where's the justice?
Jer ako postoji samo jedan život, gdje je onda pravda?
Somebody is healthy, somebody is sick, somebody has everything, someone has nothing.
Neko ima sve, neko nema ništa, neko
somebody
je bogat,
is beautiful,
neko siromašan.
Somebody is skinny, somebody is fat.
Neko je debeo, neko mršav, neko lijep.
Somebody is healthy, somebody is diseased, somebody is rich, somebody is poor.
Neko je zdrav, neko je bolestan, neko bogat,
so,
neko siromašan.
God in all this.
Zašto je to tako?
If there's only one life.
Ako je samo jedan život, gdje je tu Bog?
Ask the priest, he doesn't know.
Pitajte svećenika, on nema pojma.
So only later when I read books on Buddhism I could understand, yes, just like we believe in this part of the world that in my future life I will get the results of this life, good and bad, so it makes sense that this life is nothing but the reactions of a previous life.
I onda sam tako proučavao budističke knjige i u njima sam našao odgovor koji kaže da ako dobro ili loše djeluje u ovom životu, u sljedećem životu će mi se to sve vratiti.
We have a body according to our previous life.
Mi imamo tijelo koje odgovara našem prošlom životu.
If you are dumb, that's karma.
Ako ste glupi, to je karma.
If you are intelligent, that's karma too.
Ako ste inteligentni, to je karma.
If you are rich, that's karma.
Ako ste bogati, to je karma.
And if you are poor, that's karma too.
I ako ste siromašni, to je također karma.
If you have to eat, that's karma. If you have nothing to eat, that's karma.
Ako imate što za jesti ili nemate, to je sve karma.
Everybody is how do you say, suffering and enjoying the results of his own action.
Svi pate i uživaju rezultate svojih djela.
In this way everybody eats his own soup.
Na taj način svako jede vlastitu juhu.
And Krishna is a cook.
A Krishna je kuhar.
You give Krishna the dal and the rice and the sabji and the cumin and the coriander, your deeds.
Znači Krishni date svoja djela u obliku korijandera, kumina, povrća, dala, riže.
And he throws them together into a soup and cooks it.
I on ih sve skupa skuha.
And then you come out like this in your next life.
U sljedećem životu ispadnete vi.
According to your deeds.
Prema vašim djelima.
And so everybody, if you suffer, if you have some suffering in your life, you should understand that is your own doing.
Ako imate, ako trenutno patite, dešava vam se nekakve ružne stvari, morate shvatiti da je to sve vaša karma.
And we have to take responsibility for it.
I za to moramo preuzeti odgovornost.
That these are our own deeds that have come back to us.
To su naša vlastita djela koja nam se sada vraćaju.
Even if somebody beats us,
čak i ako nas neko pretuče,
we should not argue with the instrument of our karma.
Ne trebamo se svaditi sa instrumentom naše karme.
Because a person is just an instrument in God's hand.
Jer ta je osoba samo instrument u Božjim rukama.
You should never argue with the instrument. Somebody beats you up, you say, well, you know, I must have done the same thing sometimes.
Ako vas neko pretuče, pravilan stav je da pomislite, vjerojatno sam ja to nekome prije napravio.
He's the instrument of your karma.
On je samo instrument vaše karme.
And he will be beaten up too, don't worry, but that's in a different court.
Njega će također prebiti, ali ne brinite se, to je drugi lonac.
As far as you're concerned, don't be upset with him, just forgive him.
Što se vas tiče, nemojte biti uznemireni s njim, samo mu oprostite.
So laws of karma are very stringent.
Zakoni karme su jako uski.
And you can't escape them.
I ne možete im pobjeći.
If you do good, Krishna will protect you.
Ako činite dobro, Krishna će vas zaštititi.
Particularly devotees.
Posebno bhakte.
Krishna protects his devotees.
Krishna štiti svoje bhakte.
One time I was driving with Chakravarti Prabhu in a car.
Jednog dana sam se vozio sa Chakravarti Prabhuom u auto.
We went on Sankirtan.
Išli smo u Sankirtan.
And we driving over the motorway.
I vozili smo se po autoputu.
It's 130 kilometers.
130 na sat.
And it was raining.
I padala je kiša.
All of a sudden a car went right in front of us.
I odjednom auto je naletio ispred nas.
And I had to go on the brakes.
I on je stisnuo.
Otherwise I would have hit him.
I onda smo stisnuli kočnice, inače bi se sudarili s njim.
As soon as I hit the brake, we started turning because the brakes were not properly adjusted.
A pošto nisu nam kočnice bile pravilno posložene, počeli smo se okretati čim smo ih stisnuli.
Old beaten car, devotee car, typical.
Stari rastureni auto za bakte, tipično.
So it started spinning on the street.
I počeli smo se okretati na ulici.
And then we hit the plank, and then on the other side we hit the plank, and we went over the plank, and there was a huge bush, many bushes. We fell over the bushes and rolled on the other side 3-4 times on the acre.
I onda smo sudarali se sa ogradom, odbili se od te ograde, preskočili neke grmove i okretali se par puta.
And when we came to a standstill, we were hanging our seats.
I kad smo se ono skužili kaj se dešava, skužili smo da
was completely pressed down.
Da visimo i da je krov kompletno sprešan.
So somehow other we get out. I said, Chakravarti, are you hurt?
Nekako smo izašli van i pitao sam ga, Chakravarti, jesi povrijeđen?
He said, no, I'm okay, and we brushed the glass on the glass splinters of our clothes.
I onako samo smo sa sebe stepli to razbijeno staklo.
So the car was completely smashed up and we survived.
Auto bio kompletno uništen, a mi smo preživjeli.
So when we looked, we saw on the street, on the highway, there were hundreds of people looking at this accident. Everybody stopped and they were looking.
I tamo gore na autoputu svi su se zaustavili. Bilo je stotine ljudi koji su gledali u nas.
I said to Chakravarti, you see these people there?
Rekao sam Chakravarti, vidiš ove ljude?
So we grabbed our book bags and we ran to the people and said, did you see that accident?
I onda smo zgrabili knjige, otišli do tih ljudi i pitali ih, jeste li vidjeli ovu nesreću?
Yes. Well, take one of these, how to survive under all circumstances.
Uzmite ovu knjigu. Kako preživjeti u svim situacijama? Ovo je odgovor.
I sold 40 Bhagavatams in 10 minutes.
Ja sam u 10 minuta prodao 40 Bhagavatama.
And he sold 10.
A on 10.
So this is the art, how to survive under all circumstances. That's the Hare Krishna movement.
Hare Krishna pokret skriva tu jednu tajnu kako preživjeti u svim situacijama.
It's a true story. I can't lie in front of the deity.
To je istinita priča, ne smijem lagati pred božanstvima.
And people were shocked.
Ljudi su bili šokirani.
They didn't know what to make out of it. Even, yeah, take one of it. Okay, I take it, you know.
Ljudi su bili zbunjeni.
I say, I'm okay, I'm worried about you. Are you okay?
Ja sam zabrinut za vas. Meni se čini da vama nije dobro. Uzmite knjigu.
Yes, I'm okay. So read this book. It will help you to get more okay.
Uzmite knjigu, zbog nje ćete biti još bolje.
So you see how Krishna is protecting.
Vidite kako nas Krishna štiti.
Another incident. We came
situacija.
From Sankirtan this time.
Ovaj puta vraćali smo se iz
Sankirtana. On the way home.
Išli smo doma.
And all of a sudden we came down a mountain and there was some snow and there was some ice and we hit the plank. We started moving into the plank.
Tako, spuštali smo se s planine i u podnožju je bio led i snijeg i odjedanput smo samo sudarili se sa ogradom.
We hit the plank. A huge truck was coming, gigantic truck.
I odjedanput približavao nas ogroman kamion.
Just before the truck, we got over.
I taman kako smo se približavali, dolazio nam je taj kamion i mi smo taman prošli.
And we hit the other plank.
I udarili smo u drugu ogradu.
The car was completely out of control.
Auto je bio kompletno van kontrole.
I was controlling.
Ali ja sam kontrolirao.
He was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
On je mantrao.
And I couldn't chant because I was the controller.
Ali ja nisam mantrao jer sam ja bio kontrolor.
As long as we try to control, we cannot remember Krishna.
Dok god pokušavamo kontrolirati, ne možemo se sjetiti
Krishna.
From that
plank, we went into that plank.
I onda smo se od te ograde odbili u drugu ogradu.
True story, Lord, you are the witness.
Istinita priča, gospodine, ti si svjedok.
And again, a gigantic truck came.
I novi ogromni kamion dolazi.
Between two trucks, we hit the plank.
Između ta dva kamiona ponovno smo udarili ogradu.
And just when we spinned over to the other side, he got us at the back.
I taman dok smo se opet vraćali na suprot prema suprotnoj ogradi, pogodio nas je u zadnji
nice
kraj.
Spin that we needed.
I onda nas je taman tako lijepo zaokrenuo.
To fly over the border on the other side.
Da bi preletjeli preko te ograde na drugu stranu.
Rolled, it was in the middle of night, 8 o'clock or something in winter, pitch dark.
To je bio kompletni mrak i mi smo se tako kotrljali kroz
we
taj snijeg.
We rolled down five yards, we rolled down with our car. Big truck, a Sankirtan van.
I to je bio ogromni sankritan kombi i mi smo se tako okretali neko vrijeme.
Stopped, there's a big bang and the motor was still running, the lights were still burning.
I onda smo odjedanput stali, bum, ono, i motor još uvijek radio, svjetla su gorela.
And so I had on my dashboard, I had a huge picture with Lord Chaitanya, he was standing like this.
I ja sam imao ispred mene na kontrolnoj ploči veliku sliku gospodina Chaitanya.
So when we walked out of the windshield, you know, where the window, the front window, we walked out of the front window, in the something like 5 yards ahead, Lord Chaitanya was standing like so, like this in the snow.
I pošto nije bilo uopće ovoga stakla, razbilo se to vjetrobransko staklo, oni su izašli kroz to staklo van i ono 5 metara ispred njih je bio taj gospodin Chaitanya koji je prije bio na vjetrobranu.
See, Krishna, everything works under karma. If Krishna wants to kill you, no one can save you.
Sve pod zakonom karme. Ako vas Krishna želi ubiti, niko vas neće spasiti. On je jako precizan.
There was, he does precision drop. Whatever happens at every moment is his precision job.
Što god se dešava u svakom trenutku, to je njegov precizan posao.
There was in New York, there was a couple.
U New Yorku je bio jedan par.
And they were always fighting.
Stalno su se svađali.
And they had a son.
Imali su sina.
And the son was very had great depressions because his parents were always fighting.
I on je bio pod užasnom depresijom jer su se roditelji stalno svađali.
So one day he couldn't take it anymore because he heard his parents yelling and screaming at each other.
Jednog dana više nije mogao izdržati jer je čuo roditelje kako vrište jedno na drugo.
So he decided to jump out of the window.
I odlučio skočiti kroz prozor.
So when that happened downstairs, a man became so angry with his wife that he took a gun.
U tom trenutku čovjek je dolje bio toliko ljut na svoju ženu i uzeo je pištolj.
And he shot his wife.
I upucao je ženu.
But she moved with her head aside.
Ali ona je odmaknula glavu.
At that moment the son was flying by from upstairs.
U tom trenutku sin je padao od uzgora.
And he was hit in the heart.
I pogodio ga je metak u srce. Od vlastitog oca.
It's a true story.
Istinita priča.
You see what Krishna can do.
Vidite što Krishna može učiniti.
How precise everything is.
Kako je sve precizno.
Like I was one time attacked in India by a cow.
Mene je jedan put u Indiji napala krava.
And it ripped my whole side open. I can't give you a demonstration here. I will be on the internet.
Bit ću na internetu ako vam sada pokažem, ali ova jedna cijela strana tijela mi je bila otvorena.
And it's ripped right here. Along my, there's a major vein going down to the leg.
Ovdje postoji jedna vena koja ide prema nozi.
The doctor told me it was hard to stitch because the vein, he saw the vein pulsating like this.
Bilo je jako teško za zašiti, rekao mi je doktor, jer je vena pulsirala ovdje.
He said one millimeter more down, you would have, nobody could have saved you.
Rekao mi je da je samo jedan milimetar niže te pogodila krava s rogom, niko te ne bi spasio.
Even if you are right in the hospital, in the theater, if that vein breaks, they can't save you because they can't. There's no way they can bind it off. You die in the hospital.
I čak da ste u bolnici i da vam ta vena pukne na tom mjestu, ne može se zaustaviti krvarenje.
These are the two most dangerous points, this point and that point.
To su dva najosjetljivija mjesta.
So very precisely how the cow was taking her horn and exactly ripped along these sides because Krishna didn't want me to die in Vrindavan, I was not good enough.
A zašto se to desilo baš toliko milimetar samo od vene? Zato što nisam dovoljno dobar da umrem u Vrindavan.
It was my misfortune, so I have to sit here in Karlovac to give lecture.
To je moja nesreća, sada moram sjediti ovdje u Karlovcu i davati lekciju.
It was an opportunity to go back, but they said we don't want him here, keep him down there.
Bila je prilika da se vratim natrag, ali Krishna rekao ne, nećemo ga mi gore, nek ostane još dolje.
Everything is so precisely done.
Sve je tako precizno.
And everybody is getting exactly what he deserves according to his previous acts. There's no accidents.
I svako dobiva ono što zaslužuje prema svojim prošlim djelovanjima. Ne postoji slučajnost.
And so it leads us to understand how everything is under God's control.
I to nas vodi do shvaćanja da je sve pod Božjom kontrolom.
How everything is perfectly under God's control.
Sve je savršeno pod Božjom kontrolom.
And whatever we do for him.
I što god učinimo za njega.
That is to our eternal gain.
I to je naša vječna dobit.
And what we don't do for him, that is our eternal loss.
A što ne učinimo za njega, to je naš vječni gubitak.
And what good we do to others, it will come back to us.
Što god dobro učinimo za druge, to će nam se vratiti.
And whatever bad things we do to others, it will come back to you too.
Također i loše stvari će nam se vratiti.
You cannot blame anybody.
Nikoga ne možete kriviti.
We can only blame ourselves.
Možemo kriviti jedino sami sebe.
Chant Hare Krishna.
Mantrajte Hare Krishna.
Forgive everybody.
Oprostite svima.
Whoever hurt you.
Kogod vas je povrijedio,
because he had to hurt you,
jer on vas je morao povrijediti,
because you needed to be hurt,
jer vi ste trebali biti povrijeđeni.
Chant Hare Krishna and be happy.
Mantrajte Hare Krishna, budite sretni.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jaa.
Grace Spiritu Prabhu ki jaa.